I'm Jamie Long, and here's your entertainment roundup on Gateway 97.8. Starting in the soaps and in EastEnders yesterday, it was Janine's Judgment Day. Kat is still trying to help Stacey in returning home, and Carol is still desperate to get justice for Alice. Each possible outcome will have an obvious, far-reaching consequence, but we're going to have to wait until next week's Monday episode before we can find out what the verdict will be. In Corrie, Ancarla is shocked when she finds that she's pregnant, and when Peter finds her in a state at the flat, she lies to him, telling him that she's grieving for her stepdad. What will her decision be, and when will she tell Peter? In celebrity news, and Sam Bailey is pregnant with her third child, and Sharon Osbourne has agreed to be her child's godmother. Sam said she was a little bit worried to ask, but as soon as she did, Sharon jumped straight to it, saying that she would be honoured to be the baby's godmother. Sam also said how good she feels being able to buy maternity clothes for the first time.
I'm being introduced to some amazing clothes and stuff like that, that I used to wear my husband's clothes when I was present before. I used to just go and put his tracksuit bottoms on and his tracky top, I did, and now I'm like wearing all these nice maternity clothes, which is really nice because I've never felt so good whilst I've been pregnant before, so it's good.
Millie McIntosh has showed her support yesterday as her husband Professor Green was banned from driving for 12 months and fined a total of £525 after pleading guilty to drink driving. He may be able to lower his ban down to 9 months if he attends awareness courses. And finishing off with the charts, and Tsunami and My Love have both dropped down a place. DVBBS dropped to number 3 with Tsunami, and Route 94 and Jess Glyn came in at number 2 with My Love. So with My Love down a place at number 2, it meant we had a brand new number 1. It's by Duke Dumont featuring Jax Jones. It was a brand new entry to the chart. It's called I Got You, and it came straight in at number 1. That's all for this week. To listen again, take a visit to gateway978.com. I'll be back next week with your entertainment roundup.